Hello, this is Tom.
Tom, good evening, sir. Sir, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about some local issues. Can you be so kind and share your opinion, sir? That'd be brief. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Thank you, sir. Sir, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And when it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually for mostly Republican candidates, or a mix, roughly the same number of candidates for both parties?
Mix.
Mix. Thank you, sir. Okay, here we go. Sir, as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well, and it should continue, or it is time for a change and direction and political leadership in Texas? Which one, the first one or the second one?
I don't like the two-party system. So if you give me an alternate answer, I'll tell you an alternate answer. You're saying, do I want a Democrat in there? Not currently. I don't like their platform.
Right. Right. But do you think it's time for change, though? Even though it doesn't have to be a Democratic Party at the platforms, you know, it could be somebody else. Or do you think the Republican one-party rule is working well and it should continue?
I think it's working better than the alternative that is existing in other places.
Understood, sir. Sir, which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? I'm going to read them all. I know it's more complicated than yes or no answer, but if you can pick one of those, that would be great. Is it the issue of illegal immigration and the border, or the property taxes, or the economy, inflation and jobs, abortion rights, gun violence, violent crime, health care costs, or funding for public schools and teachers' pay? If you have to pick one, what's the worst facing Texas right now?
The worst thing facing Texas right now,
There's no right or wrong.
I'd say Bidenomics.
Economics?
Economics.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, and which is the next most important problem? You know, that was the first one, but the second one is the property taxes, abortion rights, gun violence, violent crime, health care costs, illegal immigration at the border, or funding for public schools and teacher space. What would be the second worst issue facing Texas?
Oh, I would say probably the border.
Okay, the crisis at the border. Now, sir, can you mark your opinion of each as a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Mr. Mark Lockwood, what's your opinion about him? Favorable, unfavorable, or no opinion?
Mark who?
It says Lockwood.
Oh, Lockwood?
Lockwood, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know anything about him. I know he's the brother of ex-DA.
How about Kamala Harris? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable. Unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
L'Oreal, Jordan Switch, what's your opinion?
Who?
L'Oreal.
Can you say it again?
Yes, sir. L'Oreal Jordan Switch, what's your opinion?
Never heard of him. L'Oreal Jordan Swift?
L'Oreal Jordan Swift, right. Is the SWIFT. I don't know if I pronounced it right. That's the last name.
Well, Google him real quick to see if I know who you're talking about. I've seen a face.
Okay. How about Colleen Artred? Do you recognize the name?
I do recognize the name. Unfavorable.
Okay. Barry? Or somewhere unfavorable?
Somewhat. I disagree with him on a couple of issues.
How about Joe Biden? Very
unfavorable.
Okay.
Very unfavorable.
Is Steve Allison? Do you recognize the name?
Yeah. I don't know too much about what he's done, to be honest with you. So I couldn't tell you favorable, unfavorable, or not.
Okay, so you know the person or you recognize the name, but you have no opinion on the matter, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. And how about Donald Trump? Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
I would say somewhat.
Very unfavorable? Somewhat.
No,
okay.
Somewhat.
How about Ted Cruz?
Mm.
What's your opinion about Ted Cruz?
Honestly, that has changed, interestingly enough. I would say favorable. But he's been, how long has he been in there? Three terms now, right? Let's say unfavorable.
Yeah.
Somewhat unfavorable. I don't like anybody in there.
Okay. How about Ken Paxton? Same question. What's your
favorable
opinion? Okay, Barry or somewhat?
Barry.
Okay. Sir, if the 2024 presidential election, which candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Yeah, that's a good question. Not Kamala Harris.
And I know, okay, you're probably going to do some research, you know, and probably.
No, I've got plenty of research. They just keep changing. So,
okay.
Watching this all the time. I'm
yes,
like,
yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
Who is that for me? I would say...
Who's running now? Right.
No, not who. It's just what are they standing on?
Yeah, that's another one.
I would say Robert F. Kennedy. It's either Robert F. Kennedy or Trump. I'm about 50-50 on those two.
Okay. Can you pick one just for the sake of the research so we can continue?
Sure. Let's just call it Trump.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, in the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colleen Arbett, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And if the election for the Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Switch, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
LaHood.
Okay, thank you. And here's some follow-up information about both the state House district candidates. The first one is Mark LaHood. He's a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at the crisis point in our state and nation. And now, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He's endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decision for the child. Second one is Laurel Jordan Swift. The Democrat is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community, a former Republican herself. Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expand an affordable health care to more working Texans. And she will also work to restore women's freedom or choice to have an abortion, as well as a unity.
Murder,
and
got it. Okay. Sure,
now, sir, based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District, Mark LaHood or the Republican Laurel Jordan Switch, the Democrat?
LaHood.
Okay. America, now, sir, can you mark which side you agree with most? Here's the first one. America is a country built on the ideas of America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunities. Second statement.
Sure.
The liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI teaching kids to hate America, saying it's racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender stylists. Now, which one do you agree with most? First one or second one?
Okay. That's a loaded question, and neither one are correct.
Yeah, right.
So how do you – I can't choose between two wrong answers. That's stupid.
Hey, yeah, we can have continue.
The first one's stupid. The second one's stupid. Sorry, I'm not answering.
All right, so you can't pick one just for the sake of the research so we can move to the next one?
You want me to pick one?
Just for the sake of
a the first one's bullshit. The second one's bullshit. I'm not picking.
You're not picking any of that. All right, I understand that. So, sir, I appreciate your patience, and you know, I really glad you showed me that.
See, that's why I'm an independent, because that's the two idiot platforms that are out there.
Right.
Which is why I'm having a hard time choosing.
And I'm going to take that as a feedback. I'm going to send it to my supervisor, mm-hmm. because you cannot take or choose one, because to you, the ball's stupid, right? Okay, I'm going to put that down. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience, okay? Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.